I'm joined now by Alex McDowell, who is RNIB's Head of Public Fundraising. If you receive a call from someone claiming to be from RNIB and for whatever reason you're concerned, what do you do?
Thanks, Lynn. Hi. Yes, first of all, to really reassure people that the most likely scenario if someone has called from RNIB is it's because they are from RNIB. So it's right that people are alert, but not to worry unduly. The simple thing anyone can do if they have concerns is to ring our helpline. Option 4 will take them through to a member of our fundraising team. But either way, if you just ring the helpline, which is 0303 123 9999, that's 0303 123 9999, one of my colleagues will be delighted to put your mind at rest and confirm that the activity is genuine. And if it's not, we would absolutely want to know so we can take the appropriate action with the authorities. So please do continue to give in confidence. But if you've got any concerns, what I wouldn't want any of our fantastic supporters to do is you know, make a donation and then be worried. So if you're worried about making a donation, just pause, take a few seconds. Don't make a decision there and then. You can ring our helpline. And if you still want to donate, the great thing about ringing the helpline is you can then go on to donate via our helpline anyway, or they can signpost you to other ways you can donate or contribute, whether that's via our website or other ways you can get involved. So don't worry, ring the helpline. We'll put your mind at rest or take action as where needed.
So the caller will be quite happy to end the call to allow somebody to check that they are from RNIB.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we take our obligation as being members of a fundraising regulator to make sure that we're always supporters and the public well-being at the heart of what we do. We're really committed to that. So there would never be any pressure to commit to something there and then. You can always ring back, or we can arrange to ring you back if that's more convenient as well. So rather than, you know, make a decision and feel uncomfortable, but just to reiterate, the vast majority of calls that will be made or anyone would receive is likely to be genuine. But you can always ask for information about RNIB. If the caller is genuine, again, they should have some really good information. And again, just be really, really clear that no RNIB official caller would ever ask for information about passwords or PIN numbers. All they'd ever be asking for is information the supporter or the donor is typically able to give safely anyway. So they really shouldn't worry. But if they are worried, there is simple action they can take, which is to call the helpline.
During these difficult times, Alex, how tough is it for RNIB to fundraise?
It is challenging because a lot of the activities our supporters would like to do, their fundraising events, their runs, for example, marathons and our own Double Dash event, we've obvious reasons had to postpone. So it does create some challenges, but there are still lots of ways people can support us. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me, but I never take it for granted just how generous and committed many of our supporters are. We've been communicating the need to continue supporting and what RNIB has been doing to respond to this crisis, and the support and donations we've received have been gratefully received and crucial. So yes, it's important to convey it's tough at the moment to do some fundraising, but it doesn't stop people wanting to make a difference and contribute, and we're really glad they are still doing so.
And so if someone is listening and they would like to support RNIB, how do they go about that safely?
So if someone was wanting to support our work, first of all, I'd say thank you. I can't stress enough how important all the support we receive right now is. You know, our ability as an organisation, we are voluntary funded. It's as simple as that. The majority of our activity is funded by donations, and our ability to help people stay safe, stay connected, get the information they need in an accessible format, that relies on voluntary donation. So first of all, thank you. But if someone does want to give, they can either go to our website. They could simply Google RNIB donate. They could ring our helpline and we can take donations over the phone if that's what someone would like to do. Or they can email for further information to our fundraising email inbox, which is simply fundraising.mailbox@rnib.org.uk. So you can email us, you can phone the helpline, or you can visit the website www.rnib.org.uk/donate, and you could donate securely and safely, and importantly find out other information about how that donation will make a difference.
Alex McDowell, RNIB Head of Public Fundraising, thank you.